Open your Bibles, please, to 2 Corinthians, chapter 5. While President Henry S. Truman was in office, there was an attempt to assassinate him. One of his guards jumped into the line of the fire, and he was struck and he died while protecting the president. With deep sadness, the president commented, "You can't understand how a man feels when somebody else dies for him. You just can't comprehend that sense of debt and gratitude, of humility, maybe even shame, or guilt and remorse, thinking maybe it should have been me. You can't understand how a man feels when somebody else dies for him." I think that after such an experience, President Truman, for the remainder of his life, would become very special. His life would be more meaningful to him than it was before. Without the self-sacrifice of that guard, the president would not have been alive, would not have been able to finish out what he wanted to do, to serve as president. Each day would seem precious, have been purchased for him by the shedding of another man's blood. In 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 15, "And he died for all, so that they who live might no longer live for themselves, but for him who died and rose again on their behalf." Thinking of the cross, we too might casually utter, "He died for me." Do we see the suffering of the Savior dying as a sacrifice for the world, for all of the human race? Or just for me? The old spiritual that says, "Were you there?" raises this question. It asks if we saw him crucified and nailed to the cross. It asks if I was there when the sun plunged into dark, or the earth plunged into darkness and the sun refused to shine. Did we see him laid in the tomb? Such contemplation of the soul causes me to tremble, 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 says the hymn. Once we're gripped by the sight of him who there on the cross was wounded for me, the remainder of life takes a new meaning. Once we understand that another man's life, another man shed his blood so that I could have life, life should mean more every day. He died for all, so that they who live might no longer live for themselves, but for him who died and rose again on their behalf.